Some of us, we will remember this particular feast day as the Feast of Corpus Christi. It is called the Body and Blood of Christ. I'd like to give you three snapshots of the Body of Christ. Every first weekend of the month, we have our food collection. We are invited to bring forth either food or monetary donation that goes to one of the local food shelves, one of those being the Open Door here in Eagan. It is also that during the summer months, there is what is called the pop-up produce, of which we have, as a parish, received an award in gratitude. And what it is that people bring their fresh produce to a particular location. This last year was at the YMCA in Eagan. And anyone is able to come and receive that with no questions asked, with no charge. It is also that there is the opportunity for the mobile lunch program, which during the summer is a site where those children who normally would receive free lunch at school are able to come because they would not possibly have that because of low income or because they're no longer in school. Also during vacation Bible school, the children made over 500 sandwiches, which were then given to the gentleman who moves amongst the streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, handing those out to homeless. The body of Christ feeding the hungry. Yesterday, 10 of our high school people and two adults left for their mission trip to Garrett, Kansas. They took with them the tools and supplies that we have donated that they will use. They will paint houses on the inside, paint houses on the outside. They may build a handicap ramp for a family, all helping those who are unable to, because of physical conditions or financial, to do that. The body of Christ bringing delight and being delighted. This coming week, we will have three funerals. People will come to set up tables, to make coffee, to set the tables, to bring salads and desserts, to help in serving that. They will take down, they will clean up. Parishioners will come to greet those who come to those funerals, make them feel welcome and supported. The staff has sat with those three families and have planned those funerals. The body of Christ in pain. In the words of the second reading, it said, "This is my body that is for you." The feast of the body and blood of Christ is the feast of you and I who are the body of Christ. Because what it is that we receive is who it is that we become. And we might be like the people in that gospel reading who say, what are we to give? Well, we can give our time, our talent, our resources. We give of ourselves. And yet we might also say, like they said in the gospel, well, this is all that I have, not much. I mean, it's $1 or $5. It might be just a box of cereal, or it might be just a jar of peanut butter. Or it might be it's just a salad. Or it's just an hour that I have to set up tables, or it's just an hour that I have to take them down and clean up. Or the high school people say, well, what is it that I can do? I don't know how to use a paintbrush or a roller or anything. Remember what Jesus did in the gospel. When the people said, this is all we have, it was multiplied. It made an impact in a large number of people's lives. And so it is the same with what Jesus does with you and I on what it is that we give. Every time that we stand before this table, and every time we stand to receive the Eucharist, we are being reminded that God is on our side. Because there are moments and times in your life and mine when we too feel we are in a deserted place. And that deserted place might be because of our pain, our struggles, our confusion, our worries, our diagnosis, the losses in our life, the challenges that are before us, the way we're trying to figure out who we are and what we're about. And Jesus is reminding us, I'm your resource. There's always enough. The baskets are always full. They're not going to run out. I'm there to stand with you and be with you, to nourish you and to strengthen you to what you need in your life, in your deserted place. And it is as we become that body of Christ that you and I will also encounter those people who are in their deserted place, where they are looking for that Christ, they are looking for God to stand with them. And it is you and I who can be that body of Christ. Because it might be the food of a sympathetic and empathetic ear. It might be that acceptance, that supportive word. It might be that heartfelt prayer for that person. And so as we pray this week, pray remembering this, that everyone, and I mean everyone, is welcomed at this table, accepted, supported, and nourished and welcomed to receive the body of Christ so that we can be the body of Christ. So as we go into the week, who will need us to be the body of Christ for them in their deserted place? And then in our own personal life, believe and remember that in our deserted place, Christ is there to nourish us and be life for us. We pray with that as we go into the week.